So I'm here at Winterrule with Chris Pomfret, who's the chairman of the Local Enterprise Partnership, appointed in April and now has his board. Has that been an interesting experience to pull this board together?
Oh yes, it's been a fascinating experience. I mean, we had 80 applicants to join the board, and I've interviewed a selection of those to come up with those people who will represent the business side. We've chosen six, including myself, and I think we've got six very powerful, very good, very positive, very innovative, entrepreneurial people. Their backgrounds, I think, show that. And almost by accident, but happily, a very significant difference in expertise and background. And then if you add to that the fact we have the leader of the council, one of the very senior members of the opposition, the portfolio holder, the vice chancellor of the CUC, and the chief executive of the Isles of Scilly, says how important the public sector feel this organisation is. And let's bear in mind, the important word in all of this is partnership between public and private.
Now, the proposal to put together the Cornwall and Isles of Scilly LEP was approved back in October last year. We're now sitting here on the verge of June 2011. I know you're getting together soon to start working, but presumably there now has to be a sense of urgency about how the LEP gets to work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm slightly frustrated that we've had to wait as long as we have, but there were good reason for that. We will meet within the next 2 weeks for our first get-together as a board to work out really how we work together, what our priorities are going to be, what our modus operandi is going to be, and very particularly to look at to ensure our territory. And I've got some views, as I'm sure all my board colleagues have, about how we'll decide those priorities. But I think it's very clear to me that this is about economic growth. Economic growth is about recognising opportunity and then being able to draw up a decent business case for that opportunity. And if we do draw up a proper business case and can draw one up, then I hope we'll attract private capital as well as public capital, because with the current situation, I don't think we can rely on public funds always. We will have to bring private capital in. But I'm absolutely certain there are enough decent opportunities in Cornwall for us to be able to write that sort of business case and attract that capital.
In the press conference, in the question about some parties who were less than enthusiastic about the LEP, and you said you wanted to move from here positively forward, how will you relate to those people who've said that this is just another quango?
Well, one of the things I think we all agree on the board is that we have to listen and listen attentively to anybody who's got a strong view or a view that's worth listening to. And those people who've been critical, I've offered to go and see them and talk to them, hope that I can persuade that this will not be another talking chop, but the circumstances now are different. We have two unitary authorities. I think largely the business community recognises that there are opportunities. Everyone I've talked to has recognised it would be better to try and do two or three things properly than spread everything too thinly. And I hope those who are critical will give us a chance to actually show we can do something other than just talk.
When we talk on the verge of June 2012, how will you measure whether you've been successful?
Well, by June 2012, I absolutely hope we've got a strategy in place, and I hope we've done one or two things that are positive and in place. And one could argue that we've already started quite well, because we've managed to secure capacity funds to get ourselves started. And we put in an expression of interest for an enterprise zone, and that expression of interest has so far been viewed favourably. So I'd like by this time next year us to be very clear about having milestones, targets, very clear ambitions that are clear not just to us but to the community in Cornwall, and that we've achieved a couple of those on the way.
So openness is going to be important to you as well?
Openness is absolutely critical. Openness and transparency, and decisions based on proper, decent evidence.